Hello, Brad.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good. I'm ready to close the door on what you believe.
Enough is enough, huh?
Well, I was going to say, who really cares? But I wouldn't say that. That's not true. Obviously, you care, and I care. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here or putting this up on the site. So, it's quite a closing statement. You kind of wrap it up quite well.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm pretty clear that that you are. You know that I am. And that's from, how do you know that? How do you know that that's not just a living in faith statement?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Well, I know because I trust the source from which I got it. Now, others may not believe that, and I'm not asking anybody to believe it. What I was told to do was to share what I believe and, to tell the world. And I didn't want to do that when I got the instruction, but I said, "Really?" And I started, and I know now why I didn't want to, or why I hesitated to, because just threatens the daylights out of some people to find out what I believe, really. And but that's not my concern. My concern is to do what I'm instructed to do. And so if you're instructed not to pay any attention to what I believe, that's fine. I'm not asking anybody to join my beliefs.
You're just sharing them.
Yeah, just sharing them. And to me, it's has become rather sad to find that, some people just have to argue. I mean, I don't care what they believe. And go ahead and believe it or don't believe what I believe. It's okay. There's room.
There is
But
room. There is room.
yeah, they have to justify where they are. And I'm okay. Have a head on. Anyway, I don't want, we don't need to get into that.
No. But I would say that you do encourage people to adopt certain things. For example, the second part of the article is about systems. And before changing adopting any system or replacing an existing paradigm, which could be limiting with something else that also could be limiting, you to start talking about your mental mastermind group and
Yeah, but that's
how,
my mastermind.
right.
And
Well,
I
but they're making a point here that's very germane to the first part of the article. And I think that two parts, and the germane point that you make is that Jay is telling you that this was to be the sacrifice to end all sacrifice. And
Ooh.
that's
Yeah, which
a
is
very strong
which is
tie into what your above statement is. So there, in other words, there are some who would say, well, no, you haven't earned the badge. You haven't earned the right to say, I am. You have to prove yourself through, I don't know, miracles,
Oh my
whatever.
word, I see what you're saying. I hadn't even made that connection, Ryan. That's interesting. This is not a belief statement. This is not a doctrine. This is just, I just write what I get. And sometimes I don't get what I get, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, okay, so I'm getting that that those who would say that there are barriers or that you have no right to say before there was an Abraham, I am, or any other such phrase that even closely resembles that. One of the reasons that I see that it gives you the right is that you're being told that the sacrifice, there are no more sacrifices to be made. You have to.
Yeah, and that is an anathema to the way some Christians believe that, and they get it from the Bible, that Jesus is recorded, you know, take up your cross and follow me. Well, okay, I understand. That's what you read and how you read it, and I also understand some stuff in the original language that makes that really kind of an oddball statement. And when I asked to get clarity, because, you know, one person was so adamant in it that, you know, it really gave me pause. And it was, you know, what's that matter? What does that matter to you? And, you know, I'm stop and think, wait a minute. Oh, wait. And I didn't get the connection. You know, sometimes you have told me in the past, I'm going to take a little diversion here, a little detour. You've said in the past to me, help me out with this. I'm not getting it. And I have been flippant about that, and I've said, well, and I know I've finally you got a little bit ticked with me, and then when I understood why you were getting ticked with me, I didn't blame you. Finally listened to what you were saying, but it was so funny because I finally also realized in this why I was saying what I was saying, and that what I mean by all that nonsense, if anybody can follow this, is that I don't have, this is not a belief system. It hasn't been ground into me as some kind of programming. It's just a statement. This was a sacrifice to end all sacrifices, and I'm not even going to go where that came from or anything else. But it does fly in the face of what some Christians believe, that when you follow Jesus, you have to follow, take up your cross and follow him. And that may be what they've been taught, and I understand what they're saying, and I understand the reference point, but that's not it. That's a teaching that is, if you follow that, fine. I mean, that's yours to follow. I'm not trying to get anybody not to follow it. But what's blowing me away right now is, holy mackerel, Ryan, you just told me what I believed. Did any of that make sense to you? Do you understand where I'm coming from at all? It sounds so silly to me coming out of my mouth.
What I think you're saying is that a lot of times you absorb this stuff without actually considering it or thinking about it or rolling it around. You just say, oh, okay, and you follow. You just
and it takes me
creating questions.
Sometimes months before I get it. And it's amazing because some people have their lives changed by what I've been given to share, and I didn't get it at first.
Right.
So, you know, and you and I really got through some communication problems by understanding one another, in that you really weren't getting what I was saying, and when I got flip and said, well, I'll burn it, well, I'll write something else. You know, and I finally understood why I was irritating you, because you knew that there was value in there, you just weren't getting it. Well, I wasn't getting it either, and that's the point I'm making. It's, You know, when you, I can remember somebody interviewing the gal that was a Jewish gal that transcribed the Course in Miracles. I don't know if you've ever read it or had any part of it, but she didn't know what she was writing half the time. And yet that book has been so rich and has been such a thing to fill a gap for so many people. I called it the book that filled the gap for people who couldn't handle the Bible, because I saw what it was bringing life to them. It was bringing spiritual life to many people. I mean, it was amazing to me. And as I read it, I began to, oh, wow, this is rich. And, you know, it's like, you know, so many people are threatened by, you know, the Bhagavad, I can never pronounce it, you know what I'm talking about, the Hindu scriptures, the Gita, and the Quran. They're rich, but you have to be at a place where you're not threatened because people are saying those are, you know, from evil spirits. And, you know, and wow, that's getting on dangerous ground. You know, Jesus made the statement, you call anything that comes from spirit, you call it from an evil spirit, you're blaspheming against the spirit. And so we all need to be careful about what we call evil and what we want to paint with the evil brush. I'm going crazy here. I'm sorry, but this has been you just woke me up to, wow, yeah, this was a sacrifice to end all sacrifices, and I get it. And when we attempt to sacrifice, we're picking it right back up again. Instead of living in what he has given.
No worth. Yeah. Make the sacrifice that was already made of no worth.
Yeah. So if you're gonna sacrifice, well, find out what it is that whatever spirit wants you to sacrifice. And now I'm seeing that. I'm seeing, oh, wait a minute. If you'll look at it with those eyes, then you'll understand. Because Jay had a specific mission that he had to do. And that was he had to die for humanity. But it was so humanity could live. And that's what he said.
And
so when he's not saying, okay, you've got to do the same thing all over again so humanity can live. And it was a hang up with my whole group, all nine members who were, you know, just guys who were followed, you know, as great religious leaders and prophets and all that, from Muhammad to the guy a lot of people call the Buddha, and Saint Germain, and so many of them, they looked up to Jay for one reason. They looked up to Jay because none of them, not one of them, was called to do that. That is to sacrifice his own life, to give his life willingly, you know, and people forget that he says, wow, take this cup from me. You know, he didn't want to go through it. He suffered and pain, you know, and at the end said, why have you forsaken me? You know, I mean, the connection was broken and everything, and it was, whoa, you know. But he did that so we wouldn't have to. Oh, I get it. Well, there's teaching that is contrary to that. And if that's the teaching that you go by and Spirit tells you that's for you, I'm not about to argue with you. That is for you. But what I believe is what I've laid out. Does that make sense?
Yep, that made sense.
Okay, and it's I was told to share it. Now there's apparently
thank you
a number of people around the world, because I've had a lot of phenomenal comment about how it's helped them understand, you know. And when I get that kind of reflection back, oh, yeah, well, it helped me understand it, too. All I did was transcribe it, folks. So, but I believe it because I transcribed it, because I was instructed to. But, wow, it's taken me time to really grind it in and say, oh, okay, now I get it. And I also understand it's just a stepping stone, because I was told a long time ago, don't hold on to anything. You know, with my cognitive mind, let it go, release it, you know, let it take me where it's supposed to take me. Some more of what I believe, but with this I close. This is the end of that series.
Okay.
I hope I haven't really muddied up whatever it was you wanted me to say.
No, well, we're clear. So thanks, Brad.
That's it?
That's it. Say goodbye, Brad.
Goodbye, Brad.